You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and hello, friends.
Oh.
Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today.
This is different.
What?
I don't know.
That I'm chipper, that I'm ready to go?
Shut up.
Good
Let's
news.
Get to it.
Mahoney is a grump.
All right.
Bring it back down to earth. Here we go.
Let's start with the bad news, Dave.
All right, the bad news.
All right.
A driving lesson in Maryland ended when authorities say the car jumped the curb, crashed through a fence, and landed in a swimming pool. Dang.
Did they not get their license?
I guess not.
How were you practicing parking? Like, what? Was it like a 15-year-old?
No. The driver and the passenger uninjured Saturday in Maryland. They were soaking wet. The occupants were a man and a woman in their 50s and 60s. It's unclear who was behind the wheel and why they took a dive into the pool, but for whatever reason, the car landed in the community center pool, which was closed for the season, thankfully. The man and the woman were standing poolside, having pulled themselves out of the vehicle by the time the rescuers arrived. So, not a kid, because, you know, as you're first learning to drive, I see how you can make a mistake.
Brake, sure. Accelerator, you don't know. You get confused.
You get nervous, you jam the gas instead of the brake.
Yeah, I feel 50 and 60 is still a little young to be doing this kind of mistake.
Yeah, that should be in the window of when you should know better.
Yeah.
If you're 80s or 90s,
maybe you get confused. Back into
like give you a pass.
Yeah.
But 50, 60,
come on. Pull it together.
What are you doing? So,
unless, do you suppose there was something else going on in the car?
Like some hanky-panky?
Yeah, like... He was like, whoa! Just as I expected.
Oh.
Hand me a towel.
Just give me a dose of cold water.
Yeah. Well, some good news to start the show today.
That's
on
stick shift.
That was an automatic, baby. The Journal of Psychological Science released a study this month that found that people like you more than you think. Especially after first impressions.
Oh.
So in general, you're more well-liked than you realize.
No, that is garbage.
Is it because you think that everyone loves you?
Or
the moment they lay eyes on you?
I mean, how could anybody possibly like me more than they already do, Dave?
Researchers at two unheard-of schools called Harvard and Cornell observe people meeting for the first time.
Sounds like a cheese and a sandwich.
Harvard.
Harvard and Cornell, big schools, obviously, that tend to get things right when they do studies.
Traditionally.
They said that they had people meet, and then they would rate each other and themselves according to how they felt the conversation went. People consistently rated the other person as being more likable and fun to talk to than they rated themselves.
Huh. Interesting.
Strangers love me. Like, I am great around people who have no idea who I am or what I'm about.
They don't know any of your shortcomings.
No, because I am kind, I am witty, I am generous, and then you get to know. What are you talking? I'm a great tipper. I am a great tipper.
We're not talking about tipping.
Tipping?
Yeah. I said I'm kind, I'm generous, and I'm witty.
So you're at a restaurant? I thought you're like...
Old
eating people
times.
For the first time.
Yeah, no, this is if I'm not eating.
A casual conversation.
Yeah, like you have a friend.
We're not talking about a paid service.
Yeah.
There's a waiter coming up because they have to. We're talking about,
like,
this is my friend Mahoney. This is the guy that I work with.
This is so-and-so.
Say hello to my other friend.
I don't want to meet your friends. Your friends suck.
You're my friends.
Exactly.
Well, good point.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have a song, like, or even just a part of a song that's constantly in your head? I mean, I'm a few that have stuck around up there, like, literally for over a decade now.
Message deleted.
It's changed for me.
Yeah.
Being a dad, unfortunately.
Is it that shark song?
I was like, baby shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like,
dude, that song's a banger.
Yeah?
I mean, like, it gets stuck in your... Ian, pull that up real quick, baby shark. It is
don't. Why?
Pull it up, because there's plenty of people.
Everyone in their car that has a kid my age that has to deal with the same thing. They're finally away from it. They're in their vehicle.
Nah.
They're listening to X107.5. Uh-huh. They're like, I have escaped for just a little while.
What song is this?
It's Baby Shark. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
Just put Baby Shark.
Yeah. It should be the number one thing.
Have you never heard it?
No, I've never heard this.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah, because here you go.
Ping pong.
the hand motions?
I saw it the other day.
So you do know the song.
Yeah.
Mommy Shark. All right, that's right. We're good.
I like it. Okay. I like that. Oh, that's in my head now.
Yeah.
Mine would be a Hulk Hogan's intro, like intro song from like in the 80s.
I'm a real American.
I am a real American. It's been in my head for like the past week.
All right. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just popped into my head.
Like, were you watching like old school wrestling?
No, I was
wrestling?
Watching nothing.
Were you watching Hogan Knows Best or whatever crappy reality show that was on VH1 20 years ago?
Early 2000s.
Well, yeah, that was VHN. Was it VH1 VHS. Or E?
No, it was VHN.
It was VH1, yeah.
VH1. Hogan's
VH1.
God, it was all of them.
That whole family's awful.
Just despicable.
Just terrible.
Awful.
I mean, I can't figure out what's creepier. Like, Hulk Hogan rubbing suntan lotion on his daughter's ass in a like almost inappropriate way, or the mom hooking up with her son's friends.
Do you remember Hulk Hogan's girlfriend? I think they're still together. He looks exactly
like his daughter. Yeah. Creepy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
With Halloween approaching, that means that there will be some Halloween parties going on. So, Sylvia, I was just wondering if you would think about maybe being my boo for these Halloween parties? Yeah? No? Oh, okay then. Well, like Wayne Gretzky once said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Or was that Jason Mahoney that said that? Either way, I shot my shot.
Message deleted.
Aww. He just talked himself out of it. She hadn't even said no yet. Are you interested in getting some...
I want to be someone's boo.
You do?
I want to be someone's boo.
Are you saying you do or you don't?
I just want to be someone's boo.
Yeah, you do want to be someone's boo. Okay.
But not his?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
You know, somebody to go to like all the Halloween parties that are coming up in the next month or so.
You seem like you would thoroughly enjoy going to Halloween parties.
Is that the kind where you like you dress up like super duper skanky?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you're
fetish
like,
and fantasy.
If you're a good looking girl in your like 20s or 30s, that's what you do for every Halloween party, right?
I haven't, pretty much.
I dress up skanky. That's what Ian does.
Oh. Ian's going to be a slutty lobster this year.
Oh, yeah.
A slutty bullfrog, ribbit.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Maybe I should not have had the entire 12-pack last night. My head hurt.
Message deleted.
Why not? You know, if you're going to commit. The last thing you want is to have that weird full-size cardboard box still in the fridge and only have one or two beers in there rattling around.
Don't you throw the box away?
No, you throw it away when it's empty.
When it's empty,
because you're too lazy to like take them out individually.
Right,
so
yeah.
The box just goes directly,
in.
Okay.
And then you're like rooting around in the box trying to find that rogue game. Yeah.
That is a tough formula to figure out. Like, do I drink six of these and leave six for myself later? Because
if you drink
like
nine and then there's three, like what are you gonna do with three beers?
Uneven.
You know, that's no good.
Yeah, that's not gonna do anything.
You committed. You followed through. Well done, my friend.
Good job.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
All right, so a survey was done about the most and least fun cities in the United States of America.
Okay.
The least fun cities. We're going to start with that. The least fun city, and this makes sense because it's somber, not because it's in a bad spot. But
Salt Lake?
No, it's Pearl City, Hawaii.
Oh.
So, of course.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Here's the rest of the list. Oxnard, California.
Yeah, Oxnard sucks.
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Never been to Bridgeport.
Santa Rosa, California? Really? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of California on this list.
Yeah.
For being the least fun. Fontana, California?
Okay. These are mostly inland cities.
Yonkers, New York?
Yonkers.
Okay. It's
Rancho Cucamonga, California?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't hate it's basically, if you've never been to Rancho Cucamonga, it's just a giant suburb.
Yeah. They have a Chick-fil-A there.
They do have a Chick-fil-A there.
South Burlington, Vermont. Okay. Juneau, Alaska. And Moreno Valley, California. Those are the least fun cities in America.
Mostly in California.
Yep.
So what are the most fun then?
Most fun. San Diego.
Okay.
I wonder if anyone should tell people that Louisiana is not a city, but whatever.
I think they mean New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Sure, I can see that. Portland, surprisingly fun.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Chicago.
Chicago's great.
Chicago's a good time.
Yeah.
Miami. Yeah.
I could see that.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my personal favorite city.
It's just too spread out.
And
you know?
too humid.
Yeah.
Like there's like out of all of those so far, you've only listed one really humid city. Because I feel like during the summertime.
Well,
if it's
the other three on the list, New York City. Go figure.
Of course.
Orlando, also very humid.
Disney.
But Disney's there.
Sure.
And number one on the list for the most fun city in the United States of America. Yeah. Las Vegas!
Yeah! Finally! Nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
You're the best. Of course it is.
I mean, how could it not be?
Yeah. So they use 65 factors, including the number of attractions, pools, beaches per capita, amusement parks, festivals, nightlife, casinos, beer prices, and even the things like time of last call and the number of good but cheap restaurants.
If they are using beaches and cheap beer.
We are not the city for that.
Yeah.
No, we are not.
But all the other stuff, nailed it.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
So speaking of Las Vegas, new affiliation with the Oakland A's. So
this
is huge. Las Vegas 51s announced yesterday there is going to be a 2-year player development contract through the 2020 season. And, of course, there have been rumblings that Las Vegas is also going to steal the Oakland A's away from Oakland.
Oakland is going to shank us if we do that, they're going to shank us.
They're all going to collectively drive down here and one at a time shank us. Out.
Yeah.
Up.
Right on the side,
yeah.
Over and over.
But with the new ballpark and everything like that, this is an exciting time for the 51s and the A's. A pretty solid affiliation. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball right now.
The Aviators.
Oh, is it?
We're changing.
For sure, the Aviators.
I thought we agreed that they are changing the name to the Aviators.
Once they move to the
Summerlin Ballpark, they're going to be the Aviators.
The rumor was that it's the Aviators, but is that for sure?
Is that confirmed?
We reported that.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'm normally blacked out.
Fake ass news.
Oh, I thought
here.
We were joking.
I don't.
I thought that was just rumored. I didn't know that was confirmed. Well,
hold, give me 4 seconds.
All right.
Las Vegas Aviators.
Did you just lie?
They're saying.
Who's the fake news now?
They trademarked the 51's owners back in June. Trademarked
that doesn't mean
Las
anything.
Vegas
it,
Aviators.
Yeah, so it hasn't been officially announced yet. Is what
I feel
saying.
Like if you're trademarking stuff, you're probably going to do it.
I mean, maybe.
I'm still bummed that we're not keeping the 51s.
I do like the 51s names.
I love the 51s.
I
love Cosmo.
Does not matter.
No.
I'm just glad that you're going to have a new stadium.
Yeah, that's what I care about. Yeah, put in the stadium in Summerlin. Great idea. You can actually go there and not get Oakland shanked.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I never took a picture with Cosmo.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'm sure you know.
No, I missed my chance.
You know somebody down there who will dress up in that suit and hang out with you.
So the Thai cave diver who Elon Musk called a pedo on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you remember that big story, a soccer team got stuck in the cave is the biggest news story in the world
there
for
was
a week.
A guy that's one of the cave divers over there that doubted Elon Musk was going to come to the rescue with his super submarine because he's like, it's too tight. You're not going to be able to maneuver through there.
You haven't been in this
cave. And I've actually been in there.
Yeah.
And then Elon Musk got all butthurt about it, and he called him a pedo, like as a pedophile.
Yeah.
And then he apologized.
And then he did it again.
And then he doubled down on it. And so this is one of the things that I really don't understand. I think Elon Musk could be one of the great minds of 2018, or at least guy who is paying it forward to create, you know, things like SpaceX, the Boring Company, these sorts, and even Tesla can be thrown in there for electric cars.
Sure.
But when he continues to double down calling this guy a pedophile, I'm glad this guy is standing up for himself and suing the hell out of him. Because originally, he said he wasn't going to.
That's my problem with this, though.
He apologized.
He's not suing the hell out of him. He's suing him for $75,000.
No, that's the threshold to get it into federal court.
Oh, so he's seeking more than $75,000.
That is the threshold to get it in there.
I
saw a comment last night that his lawyer should be searching for the biggest defamation suit ever.
Yeah.
Possibly because, you know, when you got a guy who's a billionaire who is continuing to double down on completely baseless claims, calling somebody a pedophile, which can completely ruin their life, especially if you have a platform and you're a billionaire like Elon Musk, you should know better. The guy let the first one slide, but then he doubled down on it like a month later when it had nothing to do with anything, so it's just bizarre. I don't understand what Elon Musk is. I know what he's smoking because we saw it on Joe Rogan.
Right.
Yeah.
he is seeking additional punitive damages.
Yes.
For those of you that aren't aware of punitive damages, that is essentially the court saying, we're going to fine you a whole lot of money to teach you a lesson so you don't do this again. And that could be in the tens of millions of dollars.
It should be. If you are slandering somebody with one of the worst possible things on the planet, maybe the worst possible thing on the planet, then yeah, you should probably have to pay up for that. It's not like he called him a clown or an ass or, you know, a jerk or even something that, you know, was just calling him a bad person.
Right.
He is making a very specific claim on a very specific medium that people take seriously.
And finally, Coca-Cola has denied reports that they're looking into making cannabis-based drinks. So Coca-Cola, the big story yesterday is that there's going to be cannabis Coke, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Well, they're saying, no. But there is Aurora Cannabis, and they are talking with what they call major drink producers, and whether or not Coca-Cola, because they didn't confirm that they're in talks with Coke at all, but the company's chief executive did acknowledge they're having conversation with several beverage makers. There's going to be drinks that are infused with either cannabis, CBD, which has the medical pain relieving qualities, and THC, which will actually get users high. They've become popular here in the United States. There's been plenty of talk about the, you know, the cannabis infused beer here in Las Vegas and everything
else.
Getting
involved in that.
Yep.
Saw that.
The beers through Negro Modelo and Corona. There's also whiskeys, which seems totally unnecessary.
You don't need to double
tequilas.
Down.
Don't you stop it?
Tequilas,
vodkas.
It just sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah,
you don't need to double down on those. You just don't.
But reports of Coke's interest sent shares of this Aurora Cannabis Company up nearly 19%.
Of course it probably did, but now Coke's come out and said this is untrue. We're totally not going to do that. We're actually just going to infuse it with straight cocaine.
That's what it used to be infused with, right?
Original formula.
Yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
As a kid, you dream of growing up to be a rock star, right? Like, you get to travel around the world, and you go to these cities where there's adoring fans, legions of people cheering for you.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Maybe a peg below that is being, like, a professional baseball player. You get to travel around the country everywhere that you go.
Yeah.
You're traveling in style. There's adoring fans, mostly chicks is what I'm talking about.
I feel like
you're
being
these
an
huge
athlete.
Game checks.
I feel like being an athlete's bigger than being a rock star.
It's better than being a rock star?
Yeah, because you're in shape.
I guess.
Depends.
But you have more commitments. You know, being a rock star, nothing really starts until like 8 o'clock the next night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Being an athlete, you have this expectation that you're not going to be hungover, or at least so hungover that you can't perform your basic duties as an athlete.
Fair enough.
Either way, I don't know if anyone dreams of being a carny as a kid, where you're like, traveling seems fun, but like traveling through just the heartland to a bunch of towns where you're not really appreciated and people kind of look at you weird. I don't know if people dream of that, but from what we've learned, Ian, carnies can have themselves a lot of fun, too.
Yes, and you know what? I'm not going to knock them for living this life either, because you got to work. You got to pay the bills.
Right.
So carnivals, obviously, are a place to go enjoy yourself, and I'll speak for myself here. I've turned up at my fair share of carnivals.
I think all of us have, you know, enjoyed a carnival or three.
Oh,
over the years, of course, yeah.
Yes.
Even as a kid, like going to the fair was so fun before you really had an appreciation for, you know, how the rides were put together and just how bad the food for you was and all that stuff. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the carnies experiences, because that's what this particular installment of Carny Confessions focuses on, right?
Yes, definitely. So I spoke to three separate individuals here, and they told me stories from what they have seen customers do at carnivals, because, again, when you enter a carnival, you almost get this freedom. You feel like you could do anything. There's so much available.
Anything is possible.
Exactly. At the carnival, the lights are flashing, the drinks are pouring.
The corn dogs are frying.
If I want to have a double deep-fried Twinkie, I'm going to do it.
You
I'm
going to
buy
it.
Myself a T-shirt and some whippets.
And a cheesesteak, for whatever reason. There's always a cheesesteak, no matter what kind of right. Greek food festival, Mexican food festival.
There's a cheesesteak.
There it is. Why is there always cheesesteak?
Because this is America.
This is Carny Confessions on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
There was a little kid, he was like 11 years old, and he was singing Bruno Mars, Strawberry Champagne on Ice, and he was singing it on the stage. And there was this older couple, and they were getting like jiggy with it on the dance floor, and it was so bad where the cops had to come in and the lady was drunk, she was walking around all, she was tore up. Can I get out this way? We're like, no, you gotta go through the front. That was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. For real, and she's half like naked, and they're like, they're grinding like they're at the club. Like, I was like, this is rated R.
Confession, sometimes in the middle of the night, all of the cars carnies, we use silicone spray and we go down the slide, and we jump the slide at night. Like, we go down, like, on our knees, face first, and then by the time we get down to that, the second one to the bottom. So that third hill, we're already flying up in the air. Like, we hurt ourselves, and we put so much silicone spray that we probably fly, like, 20 feet, like, down that way. It's really dangerous.
Has any carny been seriously injured doing that?
Not seriously, but yes, injured, yes. Injured, yes.
This one time we're sitting in Lummi Island, Washington, and it's an Indian reservation, and we're closed. We've been closed for about 3 or 4 hours. We're still out there talking and hanging out after work, and all we see is we see a guy go running up the slide, and he throws the mat down, but he stands up on top of the slide and proceeds to go down and standing up and ends up falling off the side of the thing about halfway down. Well, he gets up and walks away. To me, trespassing always pays.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So the Emmys went down last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, got not great reviews. The guys from Saturday Night Live, who do the weekend update, were the hosts for it. And again, you know, it seemed like it was all right.
Yeah.
Just not rave reviews.
I'm personally over award shows. I'm just award showed out over the last couple of years. It's just become way too political on both sides. And I'm like, can't we just focus on what it is about awarding people that I waste hours of my life watching this garbage? You know, that's basically what it is. I don't need to hear every sort of political statement from everybody on everything when I'm trying to watch an award
show. Everyone wants to get up and say their piece, and you're like,
talk about how amazing they are and how...
You're the one with the special, unique perspective. Yeah. You're so incredible.
I didn't watch it last night. I had no desire to waste my time with
it. The big story coming out of the Emmys is not actually the Emmys themselves, but that Tom Arnold says Mark Burnett tried to kill him at a pre-Emmy party. And you're like, wait, Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett?
The guy who created The Real World?
So Mark Burnett, the creator of Survivor and the creator of The Apprentice and the creator of all sorts of shows.
The Real World?
Yeah.
Don't you try to discredit that, Dave.
I will not. I'm sorry. This went down on Sunday night. Arnold tweeted, Mark Burnett just went ape-s on me, choked me at this huge Emmy party, then ran away with his torn pink shirt and missing gold chain. I'm waiting for LAPD. And here Tom Arnold explains what went down. But just to give you some context, Tom Arnold is now doing a new television series for HBO and Vice.
Really?
Which is, the whole point is to try to reveal the tapes of Donald Trump being racist, because he says that him and Donald used to be friends and he knows for a fact that he used the N-word a whole bunch of times. How this is all connected back to Mark Burnett is that Mark Burnett was the executive producer of The Apprentice. And so essentially Tom is trying to get the tapes from The Apprentice to put together this montage reel to expose Donald Trump as being racist. And so that's what caused this feud between them to even exist in the first place.
I was walking up into this party and I see him at the top of the stairs. I'm like, oh, that's Mark Burnett. This is a weird coincidence, because, you know, he's Donald Trump's best friend and I've been trying to get him to release these outtakes. And I see him kind of vibrating at the top, like, doing this kind of sticking his chest out. I thought he was maybe being funny. And before I could get to the top of the stairs, he just lunges out just as a full-on, you know, not just a choke, but, you know, trying to choke me out. And then I protected myself, I just want to say, and ripped off his gold chain with his fake cross. But he lost it. Well, he could have killed him. This is a guy that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, Mark Burnett, who just tried to murder me. This time, if he comes anywhere near me, he's going to get a pounding.
You want him arrested?
Yeah. And then want his wife arrested for lying. I didn't think she was going to go out there and do a fake bruise. And she got on the set of Touched by an Angel. Like, that bruise has been on her head for a long time.
So Mark Burnett's wife saying she got caught up in it. What I really love about it, though, is that it was Survivor host Jeff Probst that had to break him up.
Jeff Probst?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I like Jeff Probst.
Whatever. Does anybody like him?
I do. You don't like Jeff Probst? What's there not to like about Jeff Probst?
Do you not? you like him. You're not just indifferent towards the guy. He's like, he's kind of like the host version of wallpaper. If you don't, if it's
Ouch.
Even if it's good, wow. you really don't even notice.
He's a fantastic host. Have you ever watched a season of Survivor?
Yes.
Have you? What's the last season?
Richard Hatch won.
Richard Hatch. 50 years ago. You're such a liar.
I did watch that first season.
So This Is Us is obviously a huge show on NBC, and it's always nominated, and with the Emmys and everything else, that's back in discussion. But really, the interesting thing about This Is Us is that their creator's house has been robbed 3 times in 2 weeks.
What?
Like, get a better security system,
man.
Yeah,
that is bad luck.
Yeah, so his house got hit by burglars, and they made off with some expensive watches, and then it got hit again and again. So he has a house in San Fernando Valley, and it was burglarized a couple of weeks ago. Thieves broke in through a door and stole $40,000 worth of watches.
So a watch from him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later that night, about 3:30, burglars smashed a window, and Fogelman came out yelling something, scaring them away empty-handed.
The same night?
The same night. And then his house was hit again on Thursday night while he was attending a premiere of a new film called Life Itself, which set off his alarm. It's unclear if anything was taken, but again, you inject another celebrity into this, which really shouldn't be involved. His neighbor is Steve Carell, and he drove by to check on the situation after cops arrived.
Could you imagine if you're robbing a house and Steve Carell...
And concerned Steve Carell shows up? You're like, this is awesome.
I don't know why I find that funny.
Is that Michael Scott? Oh, my God.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4-O.
Sarah is joining us this morning. You are an accountant, right, Sarah?
I am.
All right. So you got some book smarts. That's probably good for you today. You get to choose one of us to play on your behalf. And you're going to hopefully choose the person that you think is going to win. But you also get to help them. So you can tag in for one word at maximum and spell that on behalf of the person that is playing for you. So if you feel like you know how to spell a word, feel free to jump in. Question that we have for you today is, do you want myself, Mahoney, or Sylvia to be your contestant of choice?
Dave, I want you.
Like the way that sounds.
Wow.
Well, apparently you don't.
Spelling bee.
Apparently you don't like winners, Jessica.
Mahoney did win last week, to his credit. Yeah. That was the first and only time that he's won the Super Stupid Spelling Bee. But let's get into it here. Mahoney, since you won last week, you get to go first, my friend. It is single elimination. Everyone must spell at least one word.
All right. Mahoney, your first word is aardvark. Aardvark.
See ya.
Oh, I know this one.
A-R-D. Ard.
Okay.
B-A-R-K.
C-K.
No, there's two A's,
it's
right?
Actually a double A at the beginning.
Two A's and aardvark?
That's tough.
What kind of horse is
aardvark?
Cheating-ass crap are you trying to pull here with these fake-ass words?
Obviously, you haven't been studying your flashcards, Mahoney.
Mahoney has been eliminated unless, of course, Sylvia and myself screwed up.
Mahoney, that was the easy word, man.
That was the easy word?
That was the easy
double,
word.
A double hidden A?
It's not hidden.
A silent A?
It's not even silent.
But there's a silent P in there somewhere, too.
Oh, all right, geez. Sylvia, go.
All right, Sylvia, your first word, orangutan.
Jesus.
Guys, these are not hard words.
These are hard words.
These are not hard words.
Super hard words.
Tricky animals.
O R A N G U T A N G.
Is that your final answer?
No, but I don't have it. I don't know.
No other answer?
No.
Oh, yeah, that is wrong. Why did you add a G at the end of orangutan?
Is there a G?
There is no G at the end. It is O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N.
So Sylvia, you had it right. It was just
you had it right.
It sounds like orangutan, though. So I mean, it sounds
it's orangutan.
Like orangutan.
I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
All right, so
it all comes down to this.
Sarah, you may have chosen very wisely. You or I can spell this word, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So here we go.
All right. Oh, I thought you had to spell the word, Dave.
No. She can tag in for one
word.
Yeah,
she can. Uh-huh. She can. Yeah.
Now we change the rules. Hey,
that's
not
changing the rules. That's the way it's always been. Uh-huh. It's because you morons both screwed up the first word.
All right, Dave, your word, lieutenant.
Lieutenant. Ew.
You spell it.
Sarah, you want to take a crack at it, or do you want me to?
I can.
You can? Okay, go ahead.
It's L-I-E-U-T-E-N-A-N-T.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You didn't win.
I win.
You didn't win.
I win.
No.
Me me and my kick-ass teammate win. Yes.
Give Dave another word.
Yes.
We'll still get Jessica the tickets.
Her name is Sarah.
Whatever. Give him another word.
Okay, I'll
see if he can spell it.
Okay, Dave, your other word is therapeutic.
That's easy.
I think that was my word last time.
T-H-E-R-A-P-E-A-U-T-I-C.
Okay, Dave, that's actually...
That's right! Dave,
that is incorrect.
We're all stupid! We're all stupid!
Pick.
Nobody wins.
Yeah, it's T-H-E-R-A-P-E-U-T-I-C.
Whatever.
And my
we win, Sarah. We're the best.
It's still intact.
No, it's not. I just won. No, me and didn't. My teammate Sarah just won.
Well, I mean, technically Dave won.
Yes, technically Dave won.
Technically Whatever. He won.
Suck it.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, I tell you what, there are certain levels of squatters. All squatters are bad, right? Like, nobody wants squatters living next to them. However, this is a special next level of squatting. Angela Sloan, 43, pleaded guilty to 4 counts of grand theft auto and 1 count of using a fake ID dealing in stolen property. While living at a house that she did not own, Sloan used the driver's license of a 71-year-old woman living there who was not at home because she was receiving hospice care.
Ugh.
Sloan sold the woman's vehicles while living in her house, pretending to be the rightful resident.
Can we just throw these people off cliffs?
A man who lived in the house noticed his vehicles in a dealer's lot after he drove south in Key Largo. He called the lot's owner and told him that the woman who lived in the house called him and said that she had several cars she wanted to get rid of.
Is that my sweet-ass Mercury Sable sitting there at a used car lot? Oh, hell no.
That thing's only got 87,000 miles on it.
That is cherry.
Gonna run for another 200.
That Grand Marquis? It's fantastic. It's a beautiful ride.
Those seats are like couch cushions.
It's a home things away
are
from home.
Those things are comfortable. Yeah, they are. They glide. So on Sunday, a 22-year-old at Chuck E. Cheese, and I didn't know this until Ian told me this morning. Do you know what the E in Chuck E. Cheese stands for? Entertainment. So it's Chuck Entertainment Cheese, which...
His parents suck.
It's a terrible name.
Why would you give your mouse the middle name of entertainment? You forced him into a life of servitude to ungrateful brats.
Well, this 22-year-old dope was hanging out in a Washington State Chuck E. Cheese, needed to be hospitalized after accidentally shooting himself in the leg inside of the restaurant.
Oh.
Because, hey, cool guy, thanks for bringing your gun into a Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, why do you need a gun in a Chuck E.
You
Cheese
anyway? You don't.
I mean, things get serious in the ball pit.
Oh, okay.
Huh. It was a Tacoma, Washington location. Caused a bunch of the adults and children to begin panicking because they heard a gunshot inside of a Chuck E. Cheese.
Horrifying.
Restaurant was subsequently evacuated. No one else was injured. The man brought his concealed carry firearm into the restaurant legally, but parents expressed outrage that he took his gun inside of the establishment in the first place because, of course, they did. And also, Chuck E. Cheese, you morons, what are you doing allowing concealed weapons inside of a Chuck E. Cheese? You know, like a lot of banks and restaurants and everything else have the no concealed weapons thing on the door. Maybe if you're a children's establishment, go ahead and adopt that rule as well.
I don't know if I necessarily blame Chuck E. Cheese for this one because you're probably thinking that who is going to bring a loaded gun into a Chuck E. Cheese?
That's why you need multiple levels of safeguard against stupid. Yeah. Get on
a
Chuck E. Cheese.
They have a sign first.
So a mugshot shows a guy, and this is up on our Twitter if you want to take a peek, at Dave Mahoney, of a dude named Glenn Allen Kassadorf. He's 30 years old. He has a ring of silver paint around his mouth. He looks like Peter Dinklage, kind of, from Game of Thrones.
I mean, he did just win an Emmy. Maybe this is how he went out and celebrated, by huffing some paint.
That's what this guy was doing. He was huffing some paint at his house in West Virginia. And then he had the cops called on him for domestic assault, but not the kind that you would normally see on an episode of Cops.
Uh-huh.
No. He was still sitting on a bench in the yard holding a large steel bar when the cops arrived. His mom was inside of the house. She had an injury to her head.
Oh.
The report said the woman was hit by a spatula.
A spatula?
Did not indicate whether or not the tool was metal or plastic, but he has been arrested at least 3 times in recent years for crimes that apparently arose from huffing paint. It's a habit of his. Neato. Oh. One report indicates the 6'5" man uses the alias Kassadorf the Destroyer.
Oh my gosh.
And he also has previously been known as Squirrel.
So
Jesus.
Sounds like a real
sort of guy that you should invite to Chuck E. Cheese with a concealed weapon.
Is he playing Dungeons and Dragons?
This guy, man.
Castor of the Destroyer.
Shut up. Quit hitting your mom, you douche. And finally, a drunken stripper threatened two of her coworkers with a flat iron on Thursday evening while at the whole establishment, I guess, is called VIP Gentleman's Club. Is there a VIP room at VIP Gentleman's Club?
Right.
A VIPP room.
Oh, well.
It's the bathroom.
Ashley Barnett, 26, approached the two women about 5:30 while one was sleeping and said, quote, "We're going to play an evil game." Barrett told one stripper that she was going to put the flat iron on her face. "I'm going to do it when you least expect it," she said. Police did not say whether the flat iron was hot or cold.
Either way,
she was arrested on two counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. It was the second time that she was arrested that day. The first time was for drunkenly waving a knife at her coworkers while walking home to the club where they all live. They all live at this strip club.
So let me get this straight. She threatened them with a knife.
Yep.
She gets arrested.
Mm-hmm. Gets out.
They let her back into the VIP club.
Well, that's because she lives there.
That's her home.
All of the other strippers live there.
What kind of weird ass strip club where the strippers actually live there?
It's a hostel brothel. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have this friend who goes on and on and on about pennies and how the government shouldn't make pennies anymore and pennies are a waste and other societies have abolished the penny, but I don't know, man. I like pennies. I feel like the society has a bigger problem than pennies.
Message deleted.
Of course society has bigger problems than pennies, but I agree with your friend. Pennies are a total waste of time.
You can't use them in the vending machine.
What can you use them for? What good are pennies?
I don't know.
Taking a handful and throwing them in somebody's face?
True, but nickels are better.
Yeah.
That's true. They weigh more.
Yeah.
Quarters would be too expensive.
Okay.
I feel like the nickel is the perfect coin as far as the loss to cost ratio.
Right, yeah. You can afford a handful of nickels, a handful of quarters. That's a real investment. Yeah. You really have to hate someone for
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay.
So as a kid, I remember going on a money hunt around my house where we just try to scrounge up change. You just try to find any silver or copper that was laying around. It was exciting when you did.
Yeah.
At this point in life, though, what is too little for you to bend over and pick up, Mahoney?
Bend over?
Yeah.
I mean,
bend over.
I don't even bend over to tie my shoes, man. I got slip-ons. So that's asking a lot for me to bend over.
Will you bend over and pick up a quarter?
It's got to be a paper dollar.
A paper dollar?
Paper dollar.
Okay.
Paper dollar.
Sylvia?
I think I would bend over for a quarter.
Would you?
Just because I can use it in the vending machine.
Ian?
And you can also use a dollar.
Man,
but
if there's a penny heads up, I am picking that up.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like change is so gross.
It touch seems
change,
gross.
I don't like even.
Dollars
like,
too.
I hate to even like when I, the few times that I actually pay with cash.
Right.
And I have to get change back. I'm just like, I don't want this change. Even though I know that's my money, I don't want to touch it because it's so just. It's got like
you would
just,
think that the dollar
it's been
probably
sitting in there. I don't know who was touching it.
Yeah, but the dollar is also dirty.
It would probably hold more germs. You'd think, yeah. Right? But when I go through a drive through and I pay through with cash or whatever, and I get the change in my hand, I'll just like discard it in my cup holder. I'm like, ugh.
You're like,
it's disgusting.
Peh.
Not that I'm like rich or anything.
No. That's, of course not.
But I'm just, I don't want change. I think we need to be in a cashless society at this point.
Stop with that.
The technology
we don't need to be in a cashless
exists.
Society.
The technology
There's
exists.
A lot of underhanded stuff that would go away if we were in a
I'm
cashless society.
I'm not getting paid on the table anymore. And also, like, here's the thing. Like, when we were bartenders and we were waiters back in the day,
uh-huh.
You know, like, there was nothing better than getting paid in cash because those tips were, you know, reported to the IRS.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But, you know, it was just better walking away with a pocket full of cash at the end of the night. But I feel like in 2018, there's just no need for it anymore. It just takes up space. We're producing it. It's harder to keep track of. Just saying, we don't need it.
We need to be a changeless society. I'll agree with you there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I got really high the other night. Nothing really happened, but in my head, I felt like everything happened. Like one of those where I was thinking I was going to die. So in my head, I'm like, you got to get your affairs in order. Let's just say I was very happy to wake up the next morning.
Message deleted.
Wait, were you very high or did you fall asleep and have a dream?
Huh.
I'm confused.
What if your dreams are reality and reality's dreams, what? Man? What? Think about that, bro.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys have wills, though? Do you have your affairs in orders?
Yes.
No.
You do have a will?
Because I have a daughter.
You got a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sylvia?
No.
No?
No. So if, like, I die,
who gets all your stuff?
Who's going to get your stuff?
I don't know.
You should get a will.
I'm going to take all your stuff. Who gets your car? And computer.
Who gets all your makeup?
Oh.
Who's going to be the benefactor of that windfall?
Who gets all of your weird goth clothing?
Isn't that... Oh, no.
Who gets it?
I don't know.
You should get your affairs in order.
Yeah, you never know.
I don't want you taking my stuff, David Farah.
I'm going to put all of your makeup in your car and drive it into Lake Mead.
Oh, my God. It is hundreds of dollars.
So it can sink
monster.
Like your dreams.
Oh. And then you're going to try my eyeliner on. You're going to do it wrong.
He's going to put on a lipstick.
I'm going to put on his
lipstick.
Turning
over my grave. I got to get that in order.
Yeah, please.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's like it's one of those things where you see it once and then you kind of see it everywhere. But I feel like everybody makes FaceTime calls constantly when, you know, a regular phone call would do perfectly fine. Like, I feel like people walking down the streets, like, holding their phones in front of their faces, looking at the people they're talking to. Can someone who maybe is a little bit younger than me kind of explain why you do this? Why not just make a phone call? Why not just text?
Message deleted.
I don't think it's just young people on this one. I feel like old people are very guilty of this. I don't know any of my friends who would ever FaceTime me. If they FaceTime me, I'm declining 99% of the time. You know, most of the time it would be a butt dial. Anyway, but when you're out in public, like, if I'm getting my nails did, if I'm getting a pedicure or something along those lines,
what?
For some reason, every time I go to the nail shop, there is somebody on there making a FaceTime phone call.
Did you? How often do you go to the nail salon, first off?
Well, I get my nails done like once a month.
His nails are nice.
It goes back to not wanting to bend over.
Everything really comes back to that. That's why I don't want to go to jail. I mean,
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I'm a big fan of the Amazon Echo. I know that, Mahoney, you have the Apple stuff at your house, right?
Yep, I'm in the Apple ecosystem. I've got the HomePods, the Apple TV, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm just more of a fan of the Alexa and the Echoes and all that because they're just much better priced. I know that you're kind of a sound quality snob. I mean, the Alexa is fine for me for what I'm doing. It's just like, you know, put on some Matchbox 20 while I'm cooking dinner.
I want to hear the high highs, the low lows, and those sweet-ass bits.
Well, Amazon is reportedly planning more Alexa-like devices, and we don't know if all of them are going to be synced up with like current devices that you have in your house or if these are all going to be new, but they're saying that some are going to be new. Like, for example, there's going to be an Alexa-like microwave where you can walk up, put your thing in, and go 2 minutes on high.
You can't push the buttons?
I mean, the button is like literally right in front of your face.
Yeah.
Ian, you're shaking your head like that's too much work.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm a traditionalist when it comes to my microwaves.
Oh, so you don't want this either?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'll get this in a second. You know what I would really love is if I could go in the morning, Alexa, turn on the shower, let me know when it gets to 91 degrees or whatever the temperature is.
Get out of here. What? Oh, who are you?
My delicate skin can't have anything higher than 90.
Alexa, feed me grapes, please.
I don't even know if I like 91
Alexa,
degree
fan
temperature.
Me.
Oh, that sounds nice, too. Alexa, turn on the fan and fan me. And also tell me how great I am. Act like a fan. Ask for an autograph. Please?
I feel like there are some interesting applications for...
Jesus, guys. This is fantasy items I'm asking for here.
There's some interesting items that could be integrated with Alexa. I think the TV, they're already working on that. Say, hey, Alexa, turn it on to channel 200.
Unless you have a child, in which case it's not so cool. Because as I was watching football on Sunday, my daughter kept trying to steal the remote from me to turn on Word Party. And it's not acceptable on football Sundays. But if she could just say, Alexa, turn on Word Party, that would ruin everything. I'd literally have to lock her in a different room.
No, you just need to make sure that Alexa only listens to you.
Ah, there you go.
Also, one of the things that I blew Ian's mind with this morning when we were talking about this story, you could set your microwave to silent. There is a silent feature. There's a mute feature on the buzzer on your microwave. Most people don't know about that.
I still don't believe him. So I'm going to attempt to FaceTime him later, even though he will probably decline.
I don't know your specific microwave, but pull up the manual. Sometimes it's just like holding the number 2 down for like 5 or 10 seconds.
So there's like a cheat code, essentially.
It's not a cheat code. It's in the manual.
You just said hold down number 2.
It's in the manual.
Do you have the manual?
Yeah, let me dig up my microwave manual.
All microwaves have this feature.
Who has that handy?
Yeah, let me dig that up real quick.
Do you still have the manual?
I have all my manuals.
Are they all in the same drawer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I got a manual drawer.
I got a manual drawer, too.
Of course I do.
So they also have a, for sound, so you're talking about how Apple has a superior sound. They're also saying that they'll have an Amazon Alexa amplifier, receiver, and subwoofer, potentially, so depending on what kind of sound you want.
I'm not surprised that they're also going down this road, I think, getting into higher-end sound, because I think it's keeping a lot of people out of going there, because if, like, I don't have, you know, most people don't have like the giant stereo systems like they had in the 70s. Remember the ones that like your parents had when they were cool? Like the big glass cabinet on there.
Yeah, and the speakers that were like 3.5 feet tall. And when you walked past it, you could feel it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I could feel the bass.
But a lot of people are still very interested in high fidelity sound. So them pushing that to the next level.
Wouldn't like a shower that like tell, because I feel like I waste so much water. Turning it on, I wait for it to get warm, and I never know exactly when it's ready. Y'all wouldn't like
that? Turn your water heater.
Just let it go.
Dude, turn your water heater up. Mine is hot instantly.
Why don't you turn yourself down, bitch?
Don't be mad at me because you got some crappy-ass pipes. I got a working water heater over at my house. Get a tankless water heater. Change your life.
It does take forever for the water in my shower to get warm.
Have you looked into a tankless water heater system?
I have not.
They actually have like little things you can put in your kitchen and or your sink to make hot water instantly as
well.
Little remote ones.
Man, you fancy.
No, so, I don't have that.
So Halloween is coming up, and maybe that has something to do with this. A woman in Georgia saw dozens of venomous brown recluse spiders invading her home, and she doesn't know how to get rid of them. She said she found 30 spiders immediately after she moved into her new house, which would immediately make me move out.
Just burn the whole mother down. Like, at that point, you've got 60-some-odd brown recluse spiders, the most dangerous spider in North America, in your house. Burn it to the ground.
She said she contacted the house's former owners, who say they never encountered the brown recluses during the 10 years they lived there. Mm-mm. She thinks the spider problem may be linked to a 4-month period when the house was empty and the workers were attempting to resolve a mold problem. Brown recluse spiders are difficult to eradicate, largely because of their secretive habits. I just say, we should just burn it down, the homeowner joked.
Ugh. No, that's. I think the insurance company would say, yeah,
you know
that's,
what?
That's fair.
Yeah,
we're going to let this one slide.
That is a justifiable burn right
Act
there.
Act of God.
Yeah. And speaking of spiders, a mother living with her 2 young children has who had been woken up almost nightly based on a distant rendition of "It's Raining, It's Pouring." So she just heard this recording of this noise playing.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's pouring. Yeah. The old guys are snoring. Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Well, the old man.
But it was kind of a creepy version. She said that the threatening undertone of the song had left her frightened and questioned whether she was imagining things. After months of hearing the tune, she finally reported the unusual complaint. Workers traced the song back to an industrial building in a neighboring estate. It turns out that the building had installed camera sensors that, when triggered, would play the haunting song.
This is the actual audio
of
their alarm?
This is the alarm.
What kind of demented individual plays this?
So whenever the alarm gets triggered, goes off. And if you can imagine being asleep in your bed and you just keep hearing this in the distance. How creepy, right?
Man, that child doesn't even know how creepy she is.
Wait. It turns out that the sensors on this alarm were being triggered by spiders. They were walking across the motion sensors of a security system on the private property and triggering the recording that was meant to scare away thieves.
Nah. Nah. This is.
How does that scare thieves away?
This would scare the hell out of me if I was a thief. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay.
The only thing that I mean, unless the water was exactly the right temperature, I'd run the hell out of that house.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, we take our job as public servants very seriously, Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do, Dave.
We comb through Craigslist and we find these ads. People that are looking for love.
Well, we don't comb through Craigslist.
We force Ian to do it.
Yeah, okay? We make Ian do it because that feels like a place that he likes to spend a lot of time.
And he likes it.
I do like that place a lot.
You found ways to navigate the back channels.
It's a skill that will do me well the rest of my life, I guarantee it.
And some of these people that you have found are just... every week I'm astounded that there are real life people out there who would post this on the internet looking for other people.
Let me give you an example. This one's titled Home Depot Monday. You, pretty lady waiting in line behind me to have your wood cut down to fit in your car. Is that a euphemism? Absolutely gorgeous. You, not the car, in parentheses.
I'd like to make sweet love to that Mazda.
I wish the line was longer because now I cannot get you out of my head. Again, guys are so thirsty, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a chick in a car just trying to get some lumber to make a coffee table, and you're just like, on the car in front of her, like, relax.
So,
there's nothing that says that she is interested in you at all.
No, she breathes
leave
a certain
her alone.
Way.
And this is why, like, I feel like Instagram has really kind of exasperated that problem as well. Because, like, back in the day, you know, like, you couldn't easily find people. You would just hear stories from friends.
Yeah.
And so, even though, like, they weren't famous, they were famous, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there was, like, a super hot, like,
infamous
salesperson.
Yeah.
Working somewhere, your friends would be like, oh my God.
There's this waitress at this restaurant. Oh.
We are so dumb and so easily distracted by pretty things.
Yep.
And we will do anything. It's just sad.
Speaking of pretty, this one's just titled Applebee's. You were working tonight late when I came in. Your name starts with a Z, and I wanted to let you know you're cute as F.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I came in from a long trip and sat at the bar. Yes, I'm gay.
So wait, this is a guy looking for a girl?
I guess. Okay. No, I think it's a guy looking for a guy.
Are you sure?
How many names start with Z, though?
Zach?
What else?
Zadaray?
Zedadiah?
Zebra?
Oh, my dear
My name
Zebra.
Is Zebra. I'll be
Zelda?
Zelda? My name is Zelda. I'll be serving you this evening.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Read that one again. I want to see if it reads like a woman.
You were working late tonight when I came in. Your name starts with a Z, and I wanted to let you know that you're cute as F.
Mm-hmm.
I had just come in from a long trip and sat at the bar. Yes, I'm gay. This could be woman and woman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like this is more dude on dude.
Dude on dude.
Because... Yeah. Honestly, trying to think of a woman's name that starts with a Z other than Zelda, I can't.
Zelda a woman's name? Was Zelda chick?
It's unisex.
Zelda was the princess that Link was saving in the game.
Oh, all right.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
What, you're with him? You didn't know that Zelda wasn't the princess?
I'm sorry. I got
Did you never Link play the game?
No, I never played the game.
I don't know. I always thought Zelda was Link.
Yeah. Sorry, Mahoney.
Until recently.
They address him personally.
Okay. Sorry.
You guys are monsters.
Jesus. This one, saw you at Walmart and thought of what we could have. Was at Walmart and saw you. I thought about those warm summer romantic nights with you back in the day. I know we've talked about getting back together before, but for one reason or another, we just haven't been able to connect. By any chance, if you read this, please reply with something so I know it's you. What?
Just call her.
Yeah.
Like
you've obviously already been together.
She's blocked his number.
Yes. That's exactly
what
it is.
That's the key. And, you know, rekindling that romance in the frozen food section next to the dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets. I mean,
those are delicious.
That is a love story as true as time.
I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but again, thirsty. It's just titled Saloon. You waited on me either Tuesday or Wednesday during lunch. I had two glasses of Pinot Grigio and a turkey wrap.
Ooh.
You have a nice smile. In parentheses, I was at the table. You looked interesting. Remember me?
No.
First off, what are you doing having two Pinot Grigios at lunch with your turkey wrap? Secondly, of course you were at the table. You just said that she was serving you. And also, no, man.
No.
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 Maybe,
not interested.
Maybe.
Pinot's a dessert wine.
A dessert wine?
Yeah. What are you doing with a turkey wrap?
Turkey wrap and dessert wine doesn't go together.
No.
And finally, perhaps the strangest one of them all. Landlord looking for the family that used to rent from me. I heard you were back in town. If you're interested, I would love to pick up where we left off. I really enjoyed spending time with you and love the way that you always, in air quotes, paid your rent on time every time.
I usually see those in movies.
Helping your family grow and being that odd, in parentheses, but wealthy uncle was great for me. I know all of you liked it too.
I need a shower.
Anyone of these?
Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So what are your thoughts on public proposals? You know, like there was one at the Emmys and everyone was talking about that. And just in general, like how do you feel like if you're at a baseball game and somebody proposes?
Keep it to yourself.
Really?
Keep it to yourself.
I would cringe.
Really?
Yeah. Just because all the attention on you. I'm like, oh, no.
Ian, you a fan or no?
No, that stuff grosses me out.
So you do not want to be proposed to in public in a public place.
Not like at a baseball game or like some huge event. Like I just want it to be just me and the guy and just have it our moment or like in front of like family or like friends or whatever.
God, I love it so much when they do it at a baseball game and the chick says no.
That's all fake.
I know it's all fake.
Has that happened?
I mean, that's they do it. It's usually minor league games. But I feel like weddings in general also are, you know, kind of annoying as well.
Nah, I mean, it's different, though. I mean, especially if you have an open bar. But, I mean, it's a chance for your friends and family to celebrate you. Like, even if you don't want
friends and family
it's not about
me.
You. It's yes, like, it we want to celebrate
it's
you,
about,
man.
It's about
we don't want to
no,
celebrate you. Yes, we
you
do.
You just want to show up and drink my free liquor.
That's celebrating you, bro.
It's just so
that's how I celebrate
self-indulgent.
Everything. I show up and
just,
I drink.
Ta-da. Yes. Why are we you? Here? Why are we sitting here? This chicken is cold. This the beef stroganoff. Why would you serve beef stroganoff here?
Actually, I'm with you on that. Can we just eradicate dinners at weddings? It's always uncomfortable. You get sat at the table with most people that you don't know or you don't really
the
like that much anyhow. The food always sucks.
Always.
I've been to like tons of high-end weddings.
Super
they're spending
high-end.
Like, you know, tons of money.
And the food sucks?
And the food always sucks. It's like cafeteria food.
Yes.
Oh.
I've never been to a wedding that had good food ever.
I don't care. It's free.
Okay.
Well, I get that.
But like for example, at my wedding, like just put like a buffet out, have like a bunch of stuff passed around, like just make it a lot less formal.
Would you have ordered pizza?
That's fine. That's a fine idea, actually. Sure.
Order pizza.
Just somebody have go down to Little Caesars, get a bunch of $5 hot and ready. Boom. Dinner is served.
Step one, open bar. Step two, doesn't matter.
I will say at some parties, not weddings or whatever receptions that I've been to, a couple parties, my fiance had a promotion party not too long ago, and they had a taco truck there.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
I'm okay with that. Like,
no pomp and circumstance. There's not like a huge buffet. You just walk up, get whatever you want, go back and sit wherever you want. There's not like a defined dinner time.
You can just do what you want. Yeah. They're there for a moment.
Well, the reason I ask about all this is because a flight attendant had her boyfriend propose to her at 30,000 feet. Isn't that nice?
Uh-huh.
So she's been a flight attendant for China Eastern Airlines for quite some time now. And her boyfriend of 4 years suddenly showed up in the front, mid-flight, got down on a knee and asked her to marry him. She, of course, said yes. And then was promptly fired by the company.
Good.
The airline considered the woman's behavior extremely irresponsible. They added that she should have considered the safety of the passengers on the flight.
I don't know.
Did she do anything?
Like, how is she threatening their safety?
What a crappy way to start your engagement.
They were looking for a reason to fire her. And this.
Wait a minute. Kathy did what? Oh, thank God. Fire her immediately.
So did she force her boyfriend to?
No, of course not.
So he just did it on his own?
That's not her fault. That's a stupid guy move. Never go to your girlfriend's work and propose. Like that. I can't think of a worse place to propose to your fiance.
Terrible idea.
Or come to my work, all of that. Like the guys who propose on the radio. Oh God, you're so cheesy.
So Los Angeles has a new pop-up eatery featuring Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And the only reason I'm talking about this is because I'm hoping it'll spread to other cities around the country. Yeah. But an LA chef is opening a pop-up restaurant that will spend 3 days serving up dishes based around the key ingredient of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. This is your bag of chips.
I could just like see my fingertips like all red.
Yeah.
That is the best.
Feel like Flamin' Hot Cheetos have kind of jumped the shark, though.
I hate that about Cheetos. They leave your fingertips red.
They can make
Cheetos are delicious, but
you don't like
Flamin'
Hot.
I don't like Flamin' Hot anything.
So, fun fact about Cheetos and Doritos, they can make them taste the exact same and not have the powder on
them. How do you know that?
What? Because they came out and said that they could do that, but the reason that they keep the powder on the Doritos and the Cheetos is because it's their signature.
Is it like why strippers wear glitter?
Yes.
So you're like, I don't want any evidence of this. Stop it.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Hear my performance?
Cover your ears.
Jody is joining us this morning. Jody, have you heard this game before?
I have.
All right, pretty simple. We've got 5 different cover songs for you, all performed by people on the internets. And, the varying quality, mostly bad. You just have to try to figure out what the song and the artist is. If you do both of those things on a given track, it'll be a full point. If you just get the song or you just get the artist, it'll be a half point. You're trying to get 3 or more correct out of these 5 in order to win today. Simple enough?
Simple enough.
All right. 30 seconds of each of these songs. Let the full thing play out, the full 30 seconds. Then give us your guess. Here is clip number 1.
And I feel down with the gold. So where you going to tomorrow? And I see that these lies before. Or would you even care? And I'm feeling, and she's feeling.
Man, I want to hear some more of that. That was sweet. All right, Jody, what do you got for us, man?
I believe that's STP, Stone Temple Pilots.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go Plush.
Plush is correct. Full point on that. Congratulations,
man.
Yeah.
Well, it took a little minute. A little minute on that one. That's not the best rendition, but that guy was feeling it, though.
Yeah, he was very Scott Weiland.
I was feeling him, too. I mean, it wasn't the worst cover that we've ever heard.
No. It wasn't good by any stretch of the imagination, but we've heard worse, right?
Sure. Yeah. I want to feel him.
Yeah. All right, Jody, here we go. On to number 2. You got a full point already.
Just breathe that moment down. 40 hours out of East Illinois from my old man's heart attack. And I believed you were crazy. You believed you loved me.
How sensual.
This is a tough one. A little newer artist.
Oh, gosh. I know that song.
We've played it here before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got 5 seconds.
I am drawing a blank.
That is a tough one.
I see it. I can hear it.
It's Manchester Orchestra and the Gold. Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough song to sing for anyone. I don't know why anybody would try to attempt that acoustically if they're not a classically trained singer.
This isn't the worst thing in the world.
I mean, that's what it sounded like. And dogs everywhere howling.
All right, here we go. 1 point on the board. You got that last one incorrect. No worries. Still very much alive. Here we go on to clip number 3 in Cover Your Ears.
Coming out of the gate, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. I did it end up like this. It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep, and she's calling a gap while he's having a smoke. And she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick. It's all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress.
And scene, what do you got for us?
That is The Killers.
And
Mr. Brightside.
Full point. Well done.
Like, I feel like that was like one of those. Remember like punk does like the standards, or punk does hip-hop?
No, it's sounds...
And then like the early 2000s when they had all those stupid mashup albums that for whatever reason they decided were a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's what that sounded like.
No, it sounds like Placebo. Covering The Killers. That's Brian Malko.
No.
All right, you got a full 2 points on the board. Last but not least, we've got 2 more tracks for you, but you only need 1 more point to win it. You can do it right here.
Take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
That's what you get when you give
how high are they in their dorm room right now?
Yeah,
I
right.
need more of that.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer for this one for the win, my friend?
Matt is also it's 21 pilots.
Yes.
And heathens.
There you go.
Wow.
Good job.
Nice.
Congratulations to you, man. You nailed Cover Your Ears today.
Those are some of the best songs out right now. Those were.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this will make for an awkward workplace environment. A cop that was one of the stars of A&E's Live PD, which is essentially Cops on Steroids.
Okay.
He got arrested by his fellow officers for driving drunk. Officers found him standing in front of his Honda Accord with heavy front end damage. A second vehicle, a Chevy Impala, was also heavily damaged. The man who owns the car that Walker hit was inside of his house on Saturday morning when he heard a crash. Walker emerged, and so did the man, and they started having a conversation, and the dude said, well, no, I emerged into the wrong lane, and that's how I hit your vehicle. And then when an officer showed up, he said, oh, I swerved to avoid an animal on the road, and the officer noticed several signs of impairment and began an investigation. Walker refused a breath test and a field sobriety test and was taken to jail by his coworkers.
That is awkward. But don't drink and drive in 2018, man. You got Uber. It's much easier to get home than it ever has been before.
Yeah, there's no excuses.
Yep.
Speaking of being safe on the road, how about this? A passenger wrote on Twitter that he had to grab the steering wheel.
Okay.
Just like Jesus does.
Take the wheel.
In his Uber because the man that was driving it was inebriated and passed out behind the wheel.
Oh.
This was over in India. So the passenger said he had to move over the driver, take the wheel himself, also shot a video of the drunk driver and posted it on Twitter. He claims the driver was not the same person as it showed in the app while booking the cab. So maybe he got into the wrong vehicle. I don't know. But he said the Uber safety team reached out to him after about 20 hours and asked him not to drive the cab due to safety issues and instead cancel the ride and report it to the concerned authorities.
Picking up fares?
Yeah, right. He's like, well,
I'm here.
Seems like an opportunity to me.
Gotta get my side hustle on, right?
Here's how outbreak starts. A monkey escapes a research facility in Louisiana. Yeah, great. Oh, no. Good. Ooh. Good.
Crack that monkey down.
University said in a Facebook post that a 12-pound macaw monkey has been missing since Saturday and was last seen Sunday morning. The monkey was headed towards a nearby wooded area when it was last sighted. This is how every bad movie starts. The animal was born at the center, so does not know what it's like to be out in the wild. It's used to people, but it's not a pet and should not be approached. Personnel from the center are actively working on recapturing the animal.
Monkeys are scary as hell.
Yeah, they are.
Because even the little ones will like gouge your eyes out and bite off your fingertips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Monkeys aren't my favorite.
Need my fingertips.
No, monkeys generally, like, they're awesome. Like, what they can do is super cool. Kind of jerks.
They're us, totally. But with less chromosomes.
Yeah.
Like, and like I don't baboons? Like us.
Yeah, we're already bad enough.
We suck.
But at least we have guilt when we do stuff wrong.
Yeah. I'm not going to look you square in the eye, poop in my hand, and throw it at you.
If I had the ability to poop in my hand and throw it at you and not feel bad, that would be liberating.
Would you give it a try?
Unfortunately, I do not have those facilities. Speaking of Louisiana, this one happened in New Orleans. Utility officials in New Orleans say over 7,500 people were without power Monday because a cat wandered into a substation.
Ooh, no. So what, the cat just like flip a switch and turn it off?
Well, not exactly. Walked into some sort of thing. High voltage contact is what they say.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't know what happened to the cat, but we can guess. But
mittens.
Mittens has been smittens.
Oh.
7,556 customers lost power after the cat wandered into the substation about 8:30 a.m. and caused a flash by touching equipment.
They do say curiosity killed the cat, but in this case,
literally
electricity.
Yeah. And since we're talking about animals, why not? A bull escaped a Utah vet clinic right before they are about to circumcise him.
Not even mad at this.
2,000-pound bull became agitated prior to what was supposed to be a quick 45-minute procedure on Thursday and escaped the facility by jumping a fence.
Hell yeah,
man.
They say, hey, man, you can take my... You ain't taking these.
Nope. The bull got over the fence and then darted through the open perimeter gates.
Oh, man.
A witness captured the video of the bull staring down police officers outside of a local Walmart. Police helped to recapture the bovine fugitive with tranquilizer darts. The bull ultimately failed to avoid its circumcision.
So they
got him. You damn humans and your opposable thumbs. I feel like if you're a bull and you have balls like that,
yeah,
and you're able to jump a fence and run away, like at
you
some point,
be able to keep
you're
it.
Like, all right,
like
you get to keep it.
Like you, yeah.
Did they not tranquilize this bull beforehand?
No, they tranquilized it after the fact, and they were like, well, maybe we should have started with that.
Does grandma send them $50 afterwards?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Celia, I'm sure you've had a prepared maíz, whether it's in the cup or on the cob. But did you know that there are places that sell prepared maíz with flaming hot Cheetos crumbled over it? It looks pretty gross, but I just wanted to get your opinion if you would try that or not.
Message deleted.
He's talking about corn on the cob with flaming hot Cheetos dust?
Yeah, or like just like the actual, just like the corn.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Maíz? Is what he's saying. But I have seen like corn prepared like...
Like a number of...
Like street style.
Okay.
But they have like that, the flaming hot Cheetos powder. I would want to try it.
I'd try it.
But it can't be like on the cob though.
Why not?
Because like I had braces when I was younger. So like I can't... I feel weird eating corn on the cob or pizza. Like I would have to...
Weird eating pizza?
Yeah, because I feel like it's going to get stuck in my teeth and I don't like that.
Like, well, they have like... toothpicks now.
I know, but I don't like the sensation.
You don't like the sensation of pizza in your teeth?
How do you eat pizza then?
I'll just like rip it off.
Rip the cheese off?
No, I'll just rip like the bread off and I'll eat it like in little pieces. I don't actually like bite into it. I rarely bite into it.
So you will get a slice of pizza,
yeah,
and you will rip it up,
yeah,
into small pieces.
Yeah.
And you don't chew it. You just shove it down your throat.
No, dingus. Like, I'll actually eat it. Like, but I'm just saying, like, I'll rip it and I'll eat it that way.
You don't eat like a whole piece ever?
No, like I would rather just like rip it instead of like
eating it.
What
are you, a baby?
It. Yeah.
Do you leave the crust?
Yeah, of course I eat the crust.
We work with a hamster. What is wrong with you?
No, I've had braces and like I've always had like a weird trauma.
How long still have braces?
I know, but it's still in there. Like it's still like in my head.
When did you have braces?
I don't know, like when I was like 12.
So 15, 16 years ago?
Yeah.
17.
So you,
yeah.
Don't let her off the hook.
Yeah, no, like it's still, I don't like it.
Did you have braces, Ian?
Yeah, I did. And I eat things just fine.
Yeah.
I feel
because
like
you don't still have braces.
Exactly.
No, I'm traumatized.
It's like I had a cast when I was younger on my arm, so I choose not to move it.
Like, what are you talking about?
I'm traumatized.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You ever think about life in Alaska? Like, is it lonely? There's like no people there except in the big city. Are they afraid of bears? What's feeding like in Alaska? What are they listening? What? I don't know.
Message deleted.
I'm sure it's really not that different. I mean, so the thing that I've learned about not just the United States, but the world in general, is that people aren't really that different no matter where you go. Like, everyone's trying to hustle. Everyone's trying to get some money.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to get laid. Everyone wants to eat good food. And there are certain things that differentiate different places. But those basic three or four things are what everything revolves around. You're
yes.
either doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your family. Everyone's generally looking out for themselves. But also, people are generally nice and good, and they look out for one another. It's not universal, but, you know, just the places, at least the touristy places that I've been.
He's not looking out for other people.
If you're wondering what the population of Alaska is, 739,000 people live in Alaska. I'm doing an Alaska cruise.
Oh, are you?
Nice. Next summer.
Okay.
So... see how that goes.
I'm going to shoot you and be like, I thought it was a walrus.
A really fat walrus. Message.
What's wrong with that walrus? Why is it so pale?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys have any good hangover remedies? What is your go-to
I tried some coconut water today. It seems to work pretty well.
Message deleted.
No, I mean,
I don't like coconut water.
So when I was in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago.
Born and raised.
My
where the playgrounds where you spent most of your days.
That's right.
Were you chilling out, Max, and relaxing all cool?
Yeah.
Shooting some b-ball well, after school? A couple of guys? You know, they were up to no good.
I don't know the words.
Started making trouble in your neighborhood. You got in one little fight. Your mom got scared. Instead of moving with the auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. When a cab came near.
Oh, all right. God. All right. Okay. We got it. All right.
So what's your hangover, Rez?
No. My buddy was like, hey, let's go get one of those like IVs. You know what I'm talking about?
I want to try that.
You know, like the hangover heaven or whatever they have here?
Yeah, they just come to your hotel room.
They'll come to your hotel room. It's ridiculously expensive
like
for what it is.
$500.
$500?
Nah, I think it's like $250 bucks or something
what?
Like that. But this one was like $200 bucks, and we had to like go to the place. And
did he pay for it or did you pay for it?
I mean, we all paid for our own.
How much did you drink?
You know.
Was it
enough that you went to a place to pay, spend $200 on an IV?
So we went there like mid-afternoon because he was hurting so bad. And because he went out on Thursday later than I did. Mm-hmm. And so he was hurting so bad on Thursday. We were going to hang out on Friday, but he was all dragging ass. And so I'm like, we have to do something about this. And so we went and tried that. And it didn't really help that much.
So $200.
$200. Just flushed it right down the toilet.
Could have just lit it on fire. Yeah. Probably would have been a better remedy. You know what I do?
What?
I drink a bottle of water before bed if I'm sober enough.
Yeah, okay. If you remember.
Two aspirin, two ibuprofen, and a thing of Pedialyte.
That works?
And that is.
You drink all of that before bed?
Really? No. That's
and
the.
Then,
no,
and
that's,
then I wake up 38 times throughout the course of the night and go pee. And it works great.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I'm starting to notice that I feel like everybody who's ever done anything has been, like, writing a book now, like an autobiography or a memoir or something. So I was wondering, if you guys wrote autobiographies, what would the title be?
Message deleted.
Blistex and Wet Wipes. The Mahoney Story.
Might be titled, No One Cares. The Dave Ferriss Story.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a new service out there that lets parents hire intimidating uncles to protect their kids from bullies. And when I first heard about this, I'm like, okay, I can't imagine somebody bullying my daughter. Like, I would just drop kick him in the face.
It's heartbreaking, it's terrible, you know? Right? Like, systematic bullying, and if you're picking on a kid for long periods of time, those are some of the things that, like, will stick with you for long periods of time, especially into adulthood.
Adulthood.
Adult. See, it's got me all fired up, Dave.
So this is available only currently in South Korea, but they're talking about expanding it worldwide. So the uncle service, parents can hire intimidating dudes to pose as uncles for their kids to help protect them from bullies, and there are three packages available. And when I first heard this, I'm like, all right, sweet. So can you get like a Hell's Angel? Uh-huh. Can you get like a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Or can you get like Thanos? Like as you scale it up,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How badass do they get? And then I read what these packages are. For $350 a day, there's the evidence package where a fake uncle secretly films the kid getting bullied and then turns over the tapes to the school.
That's $350
a day. Tells them to do better or what? He'll go to the school board.
What is
that? Seems like it just seems a really lot of money for
litigious. Like yeah. It doesn't seem like intimidating. That's not like a, it's like yeah. A badass uncle. That's like a lawyer.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a nerdy ass uncle.
Then the second level up is the $440 a day uncle package, where the guy walks a kid to and from school and gives a quote stern warning to any bullies.
Does he like eye the bullies and just like whoa, just mean mug them?
So it's like a crossing guard. $440 a day.
Seems a little high for somebody to walk your kid to school.
And then there is the $1,770 one for four visits. This is the chaperone package where the fake uncle goes to wherever the bully's parents work, confronts them, and protests in front of their building, yelling, "A parent of a bully works here."
See, this is that's the one that could be worth it.
It's just Jim the Birdman. Like, forget your amplifier repair business, bro.
That's all it
go
is.
Go be a professional uncle.
I feel like the kid would get bullied more.
Yes.
Right? Like, you're making things
especially
worse.
Especially after they find out that your parents used a bully you know, uncle
bully service.
Yeah, you're just like part of the culinary union at that point. You're like, what? Just go outside and like pie the guy. Like, what are you talking about?
I just don't like how they call these uncle packages.
Right?
It's creepy.
Yeah, yeah, that's even weirder. There's something very creepy about that. Though I feel like we could have a spinoff business day that you and I could run.
Yes, what uncle package would you like? What?
We should go with the drunkle.
The drunkle.
The drunkle.
Yes. You can hire a drunkle.
Just hire a drunkle.
Up to your family engagements, and we get drunk, it takes all the notice and all the attention away from you.
Right. So instead of you being the drunk at the family function, we show up, we get hammered. We'll already show up drunk.
We'll make inappropriate comments. We'll talk about politics.
Right. Whatever happens, happens. Be like, who wants to talk about abortion?
This is the second billion-dollar idea.
Let's talk about religion right now.
This is the second billion-dollar idea you've had this week.
Yes.
They won't ask you if you're getting married, what's going on, how your grades are. We can make a fortune on this day.
Well, if they do, we'll poop on the picnic table.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Tickets for Patton Oswalt up for grabs in today's Know the Show. Here's the question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Every time I go to the nail shop, there is somebody making a FaceTime phone call.
Did you? How often do you go to the nail salon, first off?
Well, I get my nails done like...
Nails are nice.
It goes back to not wanting to bend over.
So how often does Mahoney get his beautiful nails done? Just manicure, manicure, and pedicure
time? I don't ever do manicure.
Oh, just pedicure?
Just pedicure.
Well, you said that his nails are really nice.
Yeah, they do look nice.
But you're...
I do it myself.
He does his hands himself. Have you seen his toenails? Was that what you were referring to?
No. It's his nails.
Oh. I got really nice nail beds.
Yeah.
You have really nice one?
Nail beds.
They're not like the nails aren't rigid?
Yeah, from the lack of manual labor I've done in the last 15 years.
He's got nice hands,
soft,
I guess.
Lady-like
yeah.
hands.
I mean, they're very soft.
I use a sugar scrub on these. If you'd like to touch, feel, just go ahead and feel that. Yeah. Pretty.
Oh, wow.
That's very soft.
Very awkward, but yeah.
You use a sugar scrub on your hands?
I use a sugar scrub all over my body. If you've never had a full body sugar scrub, you haven't lived.
You were like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man. Just everything about you is
He's not wrong.
See? I know what I'm talking about. I was introduced to the sugar scrub many years ago, and I have been a believer ever since.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. All right. So,
you ever had a full body sugar scrub, Kyle?
No, I got the pedicure, though.
Would you like a full body sugar scrub?
Oh, boy.
No.
Because that's the prize for today's Know the Show.
I'll get it from Dave, though.
Yeah. All right, now we're talking. Oh. Yeah. Now, a pair of tickets for Patton Oswalt, Ka Theater at MGM, this weekend, September 22nd, if you have the correct answer. How often does Mahoney get his nails done?
Mahoney gets pretty every month.
That's right. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. And then my fiance will try to shame me if I don't go.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, you've got eagle talons for feet. You could pick up a rabbit in mid-flight with those feet.
Is that how she sounds?
Nah, I don't know.
She sounds like an old Jewish grandmother.
What is
wrong with your toenails, Mahoney?
Yeah. She doesn't doesn't sound like that.
That's
at all.
Not
but
her
she
at
will,
all.
She does try to shame me. So in the middle of the night, I have very powerful toes.
Yeah.
And so I will.
Who brags about that?
I have very powerful toes. I can crack like chopsticks with my big toe
toe. If I gave you a walnut, you could crack it with your toes?
No, not a walnut. A walnut is very, very tough.
Like a pistachio.
Peanut all day long. I'm saying I could break
You realize we're going to have to put this to the test.
I could break a pair of chopsticks with my.
You cannot.
I 100%
can. Do you have chopsticks? At home?
One level up, a number two pencil.
No, it depends on what kind. There's, you know, as a veteran pencil break aficionado.
That's right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Give me one of those cheap ones. I forget what they just snapped.
They had like particle wood on the inside, just terrible.
Yeah.
But then there's the rubbery ones, and you'd be like, bam!
What were those called? I can't even remember. Those were color pencils.
I think they had pencils.
You don't play pencil break with colored pencils.
Yeah, what kind of rich ass kid are you?
Yeah,
Jesus,
what kind of life you live. Pentax.
Yeah, there you go.
Those ones were strong as hell.
Glad we figured that out. I'm sure everyone was on pins and needles.
They know.
Goodbye.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place. thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.